Yes. She stood there until he was dead. I'm sure she saw the sword pierce his side too. 13th station, the Pietà. 14th, the burial of Jesus. Did she know that he was going to rise? I think so in some way. But what joy when he did appear to her after he had risen from the dead. She's the sorrowful mother that can identify with all the hurts of our life. She's the greatest, she's the best, she's the most. She's the comfort of the afflicted, the help of Christians, the health of the sick, the Virgin Mother of God. And you know, in recent years, I've been coming upon something that's really, really struck me. That if you have a great love for and devotion to the Mother of God, invariably, almost infallibly, you have a great devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. And the commonality between the two is that sacred humanity of Jesus Christ, that human soul and that human body of his that's also present in the Eucharist. And who was it that channeled that human soul and that human body to him but his own most precious mother? She's worth your time. And Padre Pio would say, if you're really interested in finding the shortcut to heaven, he says the answer is La Mia Mamina, my precious little mother. And just this past Monday, we celebrated the feast of a Capuchin Franciscan. And he was the first one that was canonized by Pope John Paul II. And they put the question to Crispin of Viterbo. His name is Crispin Fioretti of Viterbo. And he says, if you really are in earnest about getting to heaven and procuring your own salvation, he said, go to the Mother of God. And that's the unanimous consent of all the saints in heaven, that love for and devotion to the Mother of God, they're all invited to enter into. I believe it with all my heart. And I've seen it with our friars too, and my own dear parents, completely devoted to the Mother of God. I know my mother, when she died, that was very, very memorable. I was called home to be close to where she was living at 432 Vermont Avenue in Rochester, Pennsylvania, in the Pittsburgh Diocese. But we were hearing confessions that night. This was 1 month before the Second Vatican Council started. And, of course, that's the days. You remember before the council when people committed sin? There's not too much sinning done anymore, I guess. I don't know. But it was about 9:45. There was no Saturday evening masses in those days. Of course, none of you is that old to appreciate that, but or maybe a few. The confessions were 3 to 5 every Saturday afternoon and from 7:30 to 9. And generally, the time was taken straight through. Maybe some people did have the idea that you had to go to confession before you received communion, even though you did not have a grave sin on your soul. But it was a healthy practice to keep that beautiful sensitivity to the Lord. Well, they called me out of the confessional. Mom was dying. She had been confessed. She had received Holy Viaticum, that food for her trip into eternity. She had received the anointing of the sick. They had prayed the prayers for the dying, even that last one. Go out, Christian soul, in the name of God the Father who created you, in the name of God the Son who redeemed you, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit who sanctified you. But Mom was still breathing. Her lungs, though, were filling up, and her heart was giving out. So we decided to pray the rosary. Saturday night, glorious mysteries. I started the rosary. I was kneeling right next to her. And the rest of her brood was all around her there, my brothers and sisters. And after the first mystery, I said, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I looked down. Her lungs were still filling up. Her heart was given out, so I announced the second glorious mystery, the ascension of our Lord into heaven. And just as though she were correcting me, as she had done a billion times in my youth, she started the rosary from the comatose state. Literally, our Father. And then we proceeded with the rosary until the last, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I looked down, and her lungs had filled up. She died praying the rosary.